funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome all of you to this Mass, very especially those who are seeing this Mass via your televisions, those in our hospitals, our hospice centers, our nursing homes, those in prison, in jails. We begin this Mass always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. before we hear the word of God, before we approach the table to be one with God in communion, we ask our God to look upon us with mercy. For at times we hurt God when we hurt others, and we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to nations by the guidance of a star. Grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of the nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian, Ephraim, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled in all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
there's a part of me that would like to be in the manger now. But New Year's Eve, I got real sick with a cough. And I'm over it, but it left me with a real hoarse voice. And that's why I have my water here. I reflected on this gospel for many hours. There's so much to learn from the gospel. The kings, you know, it mentions four kings. The Gentiles, kings, and King Herod. What a difference. What a difference about these kings. One was so near to Jesus, and the other three came from afar. Following a star, yearning to see a new king, Emmanuel, the King of the Jews. They must have left their family behind. Must have been sad to leave loved ones behind, to leave comfort behind, and to travel for days and for night. Just to look, just to find this child. But think about it. What happened when they found him? When they found this child that is love, because God is love. Can you see their faces as they saw Jesus for the first time in a cave among animals? But they received. They were conveyed. They saw. Emmanuel. They were changed completely. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what they said to others as they went forth home, as they saw strangers, when they got home, what they told their family? We have seen, we found the Messiah. You know, this news of seeing this child, God, love, we have to also do the same. We have to take this news to others. We got to share this joy with others. What about that fourth king, Herod, that was so close? Jerusalem, Bethlehem, not that far. The star was there also, but he could not see it, or he did not want to see it. There was darkness in his life. There was envy. There was jealousy. There was greed. He could not see the light. He did not want to see Jesus either. In fact, he wanted to destroy him. That's what happens.
when we have greed, when we have jealousy, when we have hatred, we cannot see him. We cannot feel him. Sometimes I am like Herod. And I'm ashamed of myself. I fail to love. I fail to forgive. That's why in the Mass constantly we ask God to forgive us. Let me see the light. Let me be led by the star like the Magi who came from afar. Let me see. Let me see love, God. And let this love radiate in me and change me. That's the story for us today. The Epiphany. This God that wanted to touch the whole world, but he touches the world through us now. It's you and I. Yes. Let's not be like Herod. Let us love one another. Like God has loved us. Like God loves you and loves me. That's the story today. When you look at the manger, the strangers long to see him. And they humble themselves. Kings humble themselves before this child. And they knelt. Can you see their faces? Their smile. Their tears of joy. Before Emmanuel. God with us.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father. Who for us men and for our salvation, take him down. And his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus, we see fit to ask God to hear our needs and the needs of people from every nation on earth.
For the church, especially in areas of the world where Christians do not have the freedom to practice their faith, that the lights of liberty and tolerance may shine forth over repression and persecution, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all people of all faiths, that they may enjoy the freedom to worship as they choose, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That leaders of all nations may work together to let peace and justice flower in our days, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For immigrants, refugees, and migrants, as we begin National Migration Week, that they may be kept safe and healthy as they struggle to find a home, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Layla Garaby, Frank Garza Jr., Valeriana C. Casas, Luis Soto, Katie Marsh, and Tony Sainz, we pray to the Lord. And now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
God of light, God of love, you graced us with your only Son, born in the holy town of Bethlehem, and guided the Magi to him so they could carry the news to foreign lands. Listen to our prayers and guide us as we spread the good news in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
sisters are my sacrifice, and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on this gift of your church, in which we now offer not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. So with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and interwoven into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us all be together in the sign of
behold, the Lamb of God Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.